call this special meeting to order to deal with, of course, the proposed agenda that is before us. Anyone has an agenda, would ask at this time, has anybody any conflicts they wish to declare at this time? Seeing none, we'll have that noted into the minutes, and certainly during the course of this meeting, someone find themselves in conflict, notification to the chair, and we'll identify the conflict. We'll certainly have it in there. That brings us, of course, to the reports, and I'll turn it at this time to Wendy, relative to the reports as it relates to the budget for the water and wastewater.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst, councilors. We're before you today, of course, with the 2014 budget for water and wastewater. We do not have a formal presentation today. What you have are the detailed reports in front of you. They offer up the budget for the year as well as comparisons to prior year budget as well as prior year actuals. Todd and Duane are here to speak to any detail that you may have questions on today. There's only one minor point that I wanted to address since the reports were published. The water capital budget has a line near the bottom that says $200,000 will be funded through DCs. And we do have money in the DCs, so I thought that was valid at the time, but we had a little disconnect, and those projects are not eligible for DC money, which I didn't know at the time when we did that. We don't see it as an issue at all, though, because water actually does have cash on hand, so to put that through operations, it doesn't really change the overall picture of the budget, but I do want to just draw that to your attention. So otherwise, we have nothing formal to present to you today, just the reports in front of you.
With respect to the report, any questions of council at this time? Councilor Pouget, Councilor Sutton, Councilor Pino.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Actually, I do have several concerns.
Now's the time to ask. You can go.
I realize that. Through you to Wendy, the water surplus budget for 2014 was $179,836, and the budget surplus deficit was $105,295, so that gave us a total surplus deficit of $74,541, and just to be clear, we're using that total amount of money, leaving no money in reserves at all for this
That's correct for this year. We, you know, we've changed this budget many times, throwing reserves in, taking them out again. And we just have some housekeeping matters we still feel like we need to deal with in terms of intercompany accounts and reserve balances. And we just decided to not make a contribution this year until we have a better handle of where we're at overall. That's what we're proposing right now. It's certainly not the long-term answer. I mean, water's in a position where they're in a fairly balanced state. They don't have a lot of capital needs this year. We're not presenting a future plan with this at all. It's just this year, and that's what we're proposing.
So just as I'm clear, we're depleting our entire reserve balance, and there will be no new money for reserves.
Just to clarify that, clearing of deficit reserve balance. That was a small balance that was a year-to-date deficit from previous years. So what it does is zero that out. So that is actually a good thing because that was just a year-to-date loss from previous years. So this budget allows us to bring that to even. This budget doesn't take any money from actual water reserves. It doesn't add to them either.
Any further questions?
I do, but I'll just hold it until the other
councilor says.
Thank you. Through you to Wendy. So Wendy, clearing that reserve, I understand, but overall, what's the picture of the water reserves? Are we still in a deficit position at this time?
Yes, and I say that with a slight hesitation because there's a little bit of confusion we're trying to work out that goes back a number of years between the intercompany. Okay. So water, there are no reserve funds in place in cash, with the exception of the development charges. There is some cash there. So again, this budget doesn't replenish reserves, it doesn't add to reserves, it doesn't take out of reserves either. What we're really trying to establish is who should even have the reserves on paper, and there's a little confusion around that right now, so.
Okay,
kind of a status quo thing until we have some more answers. It's not perfect.
Right, so, you know, obviously council has asked during budget deliberations for a clear cut, you know, a report and plan on the status of our reserves. So what I'm hearing you saying, correct me if I'm wrong, so I want to make sure I've got it straight in my own mind,
yeah,
is that part of that plan will include who should hold the reserves and then a move forward position. And that move forward position, should the, you know, budgeted surpluses materialize, it's about 74, I think, on the water side and 92,000 on the wastewater side. Nothing precludes us from moving those into reserves at that time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then just one further question. On the wastewater budget, looking at the sanitary sewer collection system, and if I'm reading it correctly, it appears that we've kind of wiped out all the salaries and benefits associated with that. So I'm just wondering how in the world we managed to attain such wonderful savings.
It's just part of the different presentation. If you remember when we did the town's budget, we were trying to move away from the idea of an employee being split amongst multiple places. So that's what we've done here as well. All of the employees have been allocated 100% to one location. There are no employees allocated to wastewater. That doesn't mean they're not getting charged.
Right.
What's happening is we have an allocation that's been set up so that they receive a percentage of salaries that represent the people who are working water and wastewater. And wastewater and water both, they receive an allocation from the town for IT services, for council services, for any kind of services. So it's all done through this allocation now, which, you know, there's a spreadsheet and some backup that does it somewhat logically. It's not perfect either, but it's a good working process, and at least there's something behind that number to tell us why we came to it. And it speaks to the fact that there's a percentage of work by those water employees being done for wastewater. So the salary lines are zero because those people are 100% considered water employees or public works employees, but then it's done through the allocation line.
And just one further question, okay, if I could. And then just in terms of our financial obligations to both the water and wastewater debt, all the current debt that's in those two items is being paid for through current rates. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Councilor Peel.
Thank you. Just most of my questions been answered, but I guess my concern is you're saying we don't have the reserves in our water or sewer water or wastewater, but do we have in the budget for if we have breaks, if we have, is there money in the budget to repair stuff? What if we had a major break in a water line?
We carry a substantial amount in our maintenance budget for water main repairs, water service repairs,
so that's,
hydrant repairs. We've got those numbers there.
That is in here because
yeah.
I was kind of going through looking for it. Okay. And for water lines, sewer lines,
water lines,
everything.
Sewer lines. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Dwayne, maybe you could just go to that page and all of council could take a look at that number.
Under the water operational budget, under the service maintenance section, so that would be page. It's the second page of the water operational budget.
Respond to your question, Councilor Pino. Councilor Pino.
Yes, it is.
Councilor DePasquale.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you, to Wendy. Wendy, I understand most of what you discussed earlier. The question as far as cost to the ratepayers, is it going to be an increase that is calculated? Is there a need for an increase in the cost?
This budget, the revenue pieces are fed in through the rate model, which is addressed a little bit in Antonetta's report, and that has been done in conjunction with our consultant. And it does factor in a 5% rate increase. And we do feel it's appropriate at this time. It's 5%.
Yeah, it's been approved.
Yeah,
it's been approved. I mean, all this stuff, every time we bring it up on a yearly basis, it just shows that we've already agreed to this before, for the obvious reason. Anyone else? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Wendy, or maybe it's to Dwayne. Could we go back to the service maintenance? I'm sorry, I'm lost here. So are we talking about the amount of reserves, $74,995? Or is it the service maintenance, the main maintenance, and water meter repairs, maintenance? Like, what? How much money do we have in reserves that we're speaking about?
Those numbers that you're reading off on the report, those are just the spending that's anticipated throughout 2014. So no, it doesn't speak to reserves at all. Those things.
But when you said you have money in for the budget for it, where is that line?
Yeah, so if you look at, say, service maintenance, in 2013,
yes,
we carried a budget of $90,000.
Yes.
We actually spent $74,995. That's
mm-hmm.
accounted for our water leaks and repairs and things like that.
Right.
So we've budgeted again this year another $90,000. We kept it the same.
So are you saying that it's $90,000 less than the $74,000 that we have in reserves?
No, that's not a reserve. We had $90,000 budgeted. We spent $75,000. That's
right.
What it cost us for our repairs.
This
so
is our operating, understand, this is our operating expenses for the water.
I do understand that.
Well, it's not reserves.
But I believe the question to you was, do we have enough money in case of a break? In case of a break, and that's where I'm asking, where is that money?
Yeah, so we budgeted $90,000 for the water service leaks again this year.
Okay.
We budgeted $60,000 for water main breaks or water main repairs.
Councilor Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. So a couple of, just a clarification on that one. And I know we've been extremely successful with decreasing the number of water main breaks because of our new infrastructure. So that's probably why we have 74 versus 90, is it? So that two questions, either or. Could that savings be moved to an area that either needed more?
Could you turn your mic on, Councilor Zerby, please?
Can those dollars be moved to an area that needed it more within that public works, not moving out of public works, but is that a legitimate budget line move if we needed it? Or could that savings go into reserve as we continue to go down? And would we be able to see that reserve building?
That's correct. If we don't spend that money, then it would be moved to the reserve. So we budgeted that amount, and hopefully, if everything goes well, we will use much of it. But that savings would then go into the reserve account.
Okay. Councilor Pilon.
Thanks. Just on the Atwood contract, I see the contract we actually signed is what, $740,000. I'm just wondering why did we pay $785,000 if we got a contract? Because the line below it, you see, is for $75,000 for maintenance items, and that was actually, we didn't spend that much, only $53,000, correct? So why would the ATWA contract come in higher than what the tender?
When we started 2013, we weren't in the contract with ATWA. That was after 2013. In the contract, in the year
saying that, was that 2013 that we signed that contract with them? So what is it, a 5-year contract?
No, three years.
Three years.
That we do at the end of 2015.
Anyone else? Yes.
Thank you, Mayor. Through you to Todd, who were we in a contract with? I thought we've always been in with Aqua.
We were in a contract with Aqua, but we were negotiating a new contract with the 2013 budget. So we hadn't entered into that newer contract with Aqua with the increased rates at that point.
Any further questions?
I do have a comment. I'm concerned with the statement. Currently, the development charge reserves for water and wastewater are not at the level that we are that are appropriate to cover past, current, and future required growth projects. Hopefully the development charge study will address this very important issue. When do we expect this study to be completed? Because obviously that is extremely important.
My understanding is the development charges report comes forth in early September. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mike.
There was a, Council, you'll recall that on August, I think it was the 6th, there was a scheduled workshop for Council with a consultant to deal with that, but the consultant doesn't have the final numbers yet. So I think Paula emailed each of you this afternoon asking if August the 12th is it, Paula, if you're able to attend on the 12th. And the intention would be for the consultant to either have the report back to Council for a special meeting on September the 2nd or the September 8th regular meeting of Council.
Yes.
The issue becomes the September 8th meeting is getting quite heavy, so maybe have to be a special.
Any other questions?
Regarding tonight's meeting, why wasn't it advertised in the RTT under in the calendar? I think that's really important.
I think it's important that Paula answer that question for you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That was an RTT error. It was included in our calendar in the Word version that we send off, but it wasn't included in when they published it. So it's being addressed.
Okay. Any further questions?
Regarding the Edgewater Lagoon, I know at one time, a year ago, we were speaking about that, and I went and spoke to Lou and to Antoinette, and it was our concern. If they tie into the Edgewater Lagoon, and it has to go to the main station, into the Amherstburg wastewater, the new station, how is it going to come into Amherstburg from Edgewater?
Right now, CSGM Hill is finalizing the design of the forest main from Edgewater to the town. The preliminary findings that they have is that we hope to tie in to the main, our sewers are in and around the water treatment plant. So what will happen is we'll have to upgrade the pump station at Edgewater, and the forest main will run down County Road 20 roughly to the water treatment plant. And that's where it'll dump into our existing sewers, and then from then travel along to pump station number 2 over by Mark's Work Warehouse, and then to the plant from there.
As a follow-up, will there be any work that is going to be required on Sandwich Street to get into that? Or will it just be into what is already there?
As of right now, the intent or the hope is that we're going to tie in at the water treatment plant. And then from there, it'll run through our existing sewer system to the pump station. Again, CSGM Hill is still working on that flow design, so we don't know exactly where it's going to tie in, but their preliminary design is that's where it'll be.
And Todd, just to clarify, that the work on Sandwich to the north stops where?
St. Arnold.
Okay. So the answer is no, it won't be affected.
As a follow-up, we were told that it was a very real possibility last year when we attended the site at the sewage treatment plant. We were told it was a very possibility they were going to try to keep it at the side of the road on Sandwich Street.
Yeah.
last council meeting, you asked that question, and Tanetta answered that question that night by saying, no, we will not be disrupting the sandwich.
I just want to make sure that CMH2 doesn't, you know, change their mind, and then we get Sandwich Street completed, and then they have to tie into it and go.
Any further questions here?
Could I just make a comment, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I think this, just for clarification, I mean, that banting this around, it was decided at that last meeting, as our CAO has said, that Sandwich will not be affected, but I'm sure that if something changes with CMH2 Hill, that they have to say that it's coming down Sandwich, it'll be brought to council before it happens, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes, for the record, absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other questions? If not, what's your pleasure? Councillor Sutton.
I move receipt of the report and the recommendations as listed in items 2 through 5.
There's support for that. Councillor Pinon supports that. Any further discussions? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? All in favor? Motion is carried unanimous. Next item.
Next item 3.2 is the 2014 water wastewater rates. That report is.
You have that report included in this tonight's agenda, and you also have the recommendation before you with respect to the report. Are there any questions of council? Councillor Pino.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I wouldn't normally have a question on this because this was approved way back in 2011. But I guess my question would be, is the 5% that was predicted back in 2011 still good for 14 and for 15? That's what they predicted all those years. I'll officially say it.
We feel it's fine for 2014, which is why we're proposing it and sticking with it. Our intention is to hopefully be back here in this calendar year to talk about 2015, so I don't want to make any commitments there. What we're really waiting to see is what happens with the DC study, because that's one of the areas where there's been shortfalls, so that's going to determine what we come back and propose for 2015.
Okay, any further questions? Hearing none, what's your pleasure? Councillor Pino.
I move the recommendation on the water wastewater rates, and also items 2 and 3 be approved. Or item 2 be approved, and also the bylaw 2014-57 being a bylaw for fixing rates for the supply of water and for the fixing rates for the collection and treatment of wastewater be taken. As having been read 3 times and finally passed, and the mayor and the clerk be authorized to sign the same too.
It's supported for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland, further dialogue? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Next item?
Adjourn.
Been moved. They're supported. Councillor Sutton, all in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you. You see what I mean about the.
Yeah,
now you have to wait an hour and a half.
Yeah,
that's it. Maybe you could read your
agenda. Oh, well, I'm